From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Graham, VK4BB, reminding you that today, being the first Sunday of the month, it's time for the Q News social calendar for VK4 to go to air. Now, clubs are welcome to submit text with audio for this section. Caboolture Radio Club, we have it as the Hamfest happening July 11, and that information came from VK7JEA. But the Facebook group called Hamfest Australia show it as July 13. Now, we've sent numerous emails to the club, VK4QD, but no response, so before you hop in the car, try to ascertain the correct date. Good luck. Gold Coast Hamfest, October 13 at Narang Country Paradise Parklands, 231 Beaudesert Narang Road at Narang. I'm Graham, VK4BB.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Winter is upon us, but the weather seems to be the same as the past few weeks, cloudy and wet. The forecasters tell us that the systems have changed from high-pressure influences in the Great Australian Bight to low pressure, but it still seems like an ever-repeating sequence. The interesting thing is that the day and night temperatures for the winter months are expected to be above the normal levels for this winter quarter of the calendar. Perhaps the extra blanket or the electric blanket won't be so much in demand this season. If you haven't already received the email, if you're a member of the Wireless Institute, then here's a heads up that the latest amateur radio magazine is available online. Editor-in-Chief Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, has advised the many groups on social media that printing is taking place and distribution of the paper copy is very near. We've not long been through the effects of the G5 solar storm, and the space scientists are telling us to be prepared for another burst of high solar activities. It's part of the excitement to ride the crest of the sunspot cycles, but also to wait out the quiet times following the magnetic storms, engaging with the Earth's magnetosphere. These events are part of the constant learning that being a radio experimenter continues through life. It hardly seems long ago that we were looking at the summer VHF contests, and now it's barely 2 months to go until the Remembrance Day contest, followed by the ALARA contest, just after. Of course, there are more activities happening between now and then, but we should prepare for the big ticket events on our calendar. Want to know more? Have a look on the wia.org.au website under contests. I wonder if any of my thoughts have stimulated actions within the clubs or for individual hams. The idea is to put out ideas that others can use as a springboard to develop their own vision for amateur radio in their local area, and by feeding information through to the peak body, influencing the direction for the future. One of the good things that we enjoy within the news team is getting feedback. It is sort of in short supply most times, and I wonder how many caught out the deliberate error that was included in last week's text. You may think it a bit cheeky, but from time to time I try and set a lure to stimulate feedback as a means of gauging listener responses. Please feel free to email your replies to QNews or to me via my WIA email address. So, until next week, I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly QNews Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.